morning. Republic of Texas Radio. Hey, I'm your host, Steve O'Brien. And, well, today is, oh, man, September the 10th, 2017. We got a new hurricane coming in, and this time it's not heading for Houston. It's, well, they tell us it's heading for Florida. And we're going to get into that here in a minute. First of all, let's see. Hey, let's bring on the guys. I don't see everybody connected yet. And let me reach out to Ken and ask him to whisper in my ear and tell me if we... Okay. Do we have Jimmy on the line, by the way? No. Okay. Sounds good. Well, we got a kind of busy type schedule. I have a special guest the first half hour or so. It's Jimmy from over at Bank versus You. Turns out that, you know, our friend over there, the podcaster, he's, allegedly going to be hit by this thing square in the face. And he's made his decision on which direction to go. It's kind of hard to move when you've got like a entire room full of computers or a couple rooms full of computers. And likelihood. Well, anyways, we'll get into that when he does get on. I see we've got Dave on. Hey, Dave, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good morning. So we're just kind of getting off a little bit rough, but we're getting off. That's that's important. Hey, you can join us over in the chat room over at thetexasrepublic.com. No. It's bad, Steve. The actual... web address for that is republicoftexas.chattango.com. I'm probably talking a little bit about the Republic of Texas, the group that meets over at thetexasrepublic.com, because they will be an item of conversation later on in the show after we get through a little bit of Irma stuff. And why don't you just give me a shout as soon as you've got Jimmy on. Because I don't know if he's dialed in. Okay. That's good. He says that Jimmy's coming next. Morning, Alan.
Howdy, Steve.
Oh, I'm
doing what's that hurricane doing out there now?
Well, from what I know, the first band is coming in. And, well, I'm going to divert to Jimmy. Jimmy's over at Bank versus You. Well, actually, Jimmy's in Florida. And, he's riding this one out. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Steve. Yes, we are going to ride this one out. The latest is I'm looking outside now, and I'll have some live cameras out there later with sound. But we have the first outer band coming across. We had tornadoes in Lakeland, which is about 50 miles to my east. And the reason we get tornadoes on the northeast side, is the forward speed of the storm gets inhibited by land, and that energy's got to go somewhere, so it spins up into these little twisters. Wow. If you want your little weather lesson in the morning here. But right now, here at the studio, I have a good rain, light easterly but consistent breeze. I'd say it's right around 15 to 20 miles an hour. And we certainly, this is the preamble to, I just think that tonight, 8, 9 o'clock, maybe on into the early hours of Monday, is when the eye wall will either pass directly over or very close to my location. So thanks for inviting me in this morning. I might sound a little tired because I was up and down, pardon me, most of the night kind of checking things. And I plan to keep an eye on the building, because my biggest fear where I'm located is not flooding, it's the wind.
Jimmy, this has been a long week for you, too. I know I've been following and having a conversation ongoing since I guess we never stopped talking after Sunday's show last week. But at one point, you lamented the idea of just grabbing all. Jimmy's an IT guy, right? So he has a whole bunch of servers, and he has a whole bunch of people, you know, that count on him to keep the servers up and to keep maintain business. And so over at his location, he's got a lot of horsepower as far as the computer, not to mention, you know, a big investment in studio time. You can actually visit his website, and he simulcasts Republic of Texas Radio. It's over at bankversusyou.com. It's a neat little get-up, good guys over there. But you lamented, actually, taking all the boxes down and throwing them in a truck for a moment. Tell me about that, and how did that decision come about? Why did you decide to push it through?
All options on the table is always my motto when I'm trying to solve a problem. You know, let's look at everything we can think of and discuss it, and that might be fruit of a few more ideas. But early on, see, this has been a wild week because the forecast has been so, you know, it's going to hit Tampa. No, it's going to hit East Florida. No, it's going to go west. So I did entertain that, but Steve, that effort would take a week if I had some help here. And, you know, I would have lost a lot of client time because as much as I love my clients, a lot of them don't understand weather. And, you know, there was one that had to have service up until 3 p.m. yesterday. So, you know, so, yeah, I did entertain getting the valuable things out of here. And then the question becomes, where do you go? Where do you take that? You know, I would have had to probably get up into Georgia or something. But who's to say this storm, you know, wouldn't just follow me? So
I've seen a lot of Florida license plates in town lately, and that's kind of interesting that they ran to Texas. Kind of crazy. Sorry, I didn't mean to break in on you. You're
a
prepper,
okay.
Though.
You know, Florida and Texas.
Yeah, go
Florida
ahead.
And Texas are sister states. I mean, we have the same, you know, don't mess with us mentality that you guys do. We're kind people here, Steve. I'll give you the shirt off my back. But I catch you messing with something you shouldn't be, and now I'm going to give you the bullet out of my gun, you know, kind of thing. So, you know, Texas and Florida have always been kind of a similar mentality. I don't know if you agree with that or not, but
I don't know. I really don't know. I've been over to Boca Raton, Florida. And I drove a rented car around, and you can't do much on a business trip, you know, look at a data center for a whole bunch of hours and then go, hey, I'm going to go for a ride. And, you know, that's about all I know of Florida. Data center's cool, and, well, you have roads. You know, that was it.
Well, but, see, Boca is kind of not a good sampling of the people. And all due respect to the Boca Raton area is kind of a foofy vacation, you know, kind of crowd. Whereas, you know, you get even St. Pete in my area, you know, Clearwater and St. Pete Beach, and you know, there's a lot of tourism over there. But when you get into the locals, people like myself, that I was born here. You know, I spent 8 years of my life in other states, but, you know, I'm back. I've been back here since the 80s. And it's just, you know, most of the people here, like I said, they'll help anybody. The unity that's going on around here is great. Now, my facility, you know, there's nobody really around. I've got one neighbor about a block in the next building, a block down, and he's hunkered in and pretty much stays to himself. He's fairly new back here, but it's very, very, very quiet as far as people traffic and cars.
Now, you're already set to handle some disasters. People would call you maybe use the word prepper. So you have some stuff, and what kind of preparation did you go through this week trying to get ready for, you know, well, your roof to fly off, I guess?
I burned through 5 legal pads, let's put it that way, making lists. You know, I drew about 300 gallons of water. I've got a well here, 300 gallons of water stored. I was the last guy to get 9 cases of bottled water from Amazon Prime. That's really helped me. You know, I got a lot of stuff delivered. I bought a 5-man dinghy. I have Jackery batteries. I have six or eight Bofang hams. I've got the same Bofang hams on all my coworkers over in St. Petersburg. And later on today, I'm going to have a little tutorial with them that I've been putting off till the end. You know, general things, trim, any kind of shrubbery. I need to pull the John Deere in now. I was using it yesterday and actually screwed it up. But and
now,
provisions for cooking.
Right.
Well, real quick, too, it's very, you know, like I mentioned, you know, I have small freezers and small refrigerators along with the big ones. And if I need to manage my refrigeration, you know, I've got like little mini bar type refrigerators that are require much less electricity to function that I can put on my generators. And then I have small inverters that I can use on my car battery or my John Deere tractor battery that will, you know, turn, they're 100 watts or up to 1,200 watt. And then my big guy, the 3,500 watt, you know, so I'll always have some type of electricity, whether it be generator or battery. But the last step, and I got a little bit of it done yesterday, and some things did get put off to today. But what I'll do is I'll take and I'll cook, pre-cook some things. And that way I've used the energy from while I still have power. And, you know, in the event that refrigeration is lost, you know, I start eating that.
So you're going to be cooking a lot of stuff starting, like, after the show, I guess, right?
Yeah, after the show, I'm going to be actually going to fire up a little Weber. I've got a little cove that I built for it that is outside but sheltered from the little bit of wind we have now. So, you know, I have some tasty burgers and that. And then I have a tiny toaster oven, again, in the interest of wattage. You know, power management is always been something in my world, and I'm sure in your world too, in the IT division. So I'm gifted with that. I have an air fryer that I absolutely love that's low power, and you can cook anything in that thing. So, you know, again, the short answer is power management was a big deal. Client management, which is off the list. I'm going to physically down and unplug from the power grid and the network grid all my systems except Studio A in here, which is where I'm at now. And I have you simulcasting on my show too right now.
Right. Are you going to keep bankversusyou.com up as long as you can?
I am, and I'll primarily be broadcasting my local weather channel. It's Bay News 9, and they're still a propaganda news station, but these people are local, and I know a couple of them, like Julie Marquez and Josh. They're family people, and yeah, they kind of do their job, but they're gonna provide the best real time coverage, and they've got a nice radar system, and there's no. You know, no side chat or anything. It's right now they're down to brass tacks, and they have two senior meteorologists that were there back when Bay News 9 started 20-some years ago. And, you know, these are the old guys like me that are telling it like it is. So I expect them to do some live out there once the weather comes in. I'm going to put a live camera out there. And if I get humorous later, right now I'm just tired. But I might put on the raincoat and get the umbrella and you know, mock like they do on the Weather Channel. But to summarize your question, right now I'm 99.9% down my list. Very happy with the way things came together. And I'm going to be on air as long as I'm able to be. And, you know, I might have a little bit of live on-camera action later this afternoon. So, you know, Steve, do you run a channel like I do, like 24/7, or are you, you do intermittent?
No, I just work with Republic Broadcasting and Babbel for 2 hours on Sundays. That's pretty much my gig. you know, I don't have a website. I don't, I have a Facebook, but I don't go there. I try not to go there sometimes to book guests. I need to, but you know, here I'm working out of the sticks. You know, I have, 3 megabits, down, 3 meg download, 1 meg up. Oh, there's not much I can really run from here, Jimmy. Now,
Yeah, that's kinda...
You're pushing some horsepower. You know, you have 3 internet service providers, 2 pieces of fiber, you know, a big old chunk of whatever, DS3 or OC3, I don't know.
A T3 and a partridge in a pear tree, I say, when I do share my bandwidth. And, because I didn't want to do a shameless promotion, but anyone that wants to see what's going on. I'm sure there's a lot of folks out there, cameras and things.
There's a lot of people actually, Jimmy, there's a lot of people looking for, you know, firsthand real information, and you can get it over at bankversusyou.com. Jimmy and a lot of other people out there in Florida are in their chat room, and there's a live video stream going 24 hours a day. And, if, you know, from this point on, you know, this morning, I'm sure it's going to be pointed a lot of time over at that local TV station, and they're going to be talking about, well, hey, we're about to die, or whatever they're going to say.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, it's going to be crazy, because I guess the next thing, the predicting models, right? They put it at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, 6 o'clock in the afternoon. All of a sudden, it's going to be all wow and ripping things to shred. But you're telling me that there's tornadoes that are coming online already. That must be kind of scary.
Yeah, well, we have a listener over near the Lakeland Winter Haven area, and I need to reach out and touch base with them today. But yeah, like I was saying, the storm has its momentum, and especially it had some time over the warm Gulf Stream between Cuba and Miami, so it gained a little bit. It did a top off of its fuel tank. And then once it interacts with land, that all that energy and all that spin begins to meet with land, which creates friction, and the energy needs a place to escape. And so the escape is it spins up these little independent cyclones to vent some energy, and those are what we know as tornadoes. So Lakeland was under a tornado warning, which means the radar got some spinners detected. I don't know if it actually had a touchdown, but that's back to my concern about wind, Steve. I don't really think I'm going to have any issue with withstanding water or significant flooding. And then people ask me about lightning. Now, the Bahamas was saying that the storm was really, really some intense lightning, but that is highly unusual. And it's mostly in the atmosphere because the system is so wet and the air is so moist that to get a charge going is, you know, it's like trying to light a match underwater. But lightning is, you know, and see, the other thing is if the grids fail or some transformer blows somewhere, I've actually seen the supply lines dance. And when they dance and they touch together, that's when you get the trouble in your facility because that spike comes down and eats electronics like cookies, you know. So that's why I'm going to be doing the last unplugging of the blade servers, all the routers, and then I've got the feed that feeds several routers in case I need to change my master feeds in and out. So I'm going to be switching that around this morning. But bankversusyou.com and this studio here, I'm going to leave running. I've got the best surge that money can buy, but as you well know, you know, it's not perfect.
Well, that's the music. Hang on, folks. We'll be right back. I got Jimmy with Bank Versus You, but, well, Jimmy's in Florida, and, Irma's coming, Republic of Texas Radio.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right. We're back. It's the Republic of Texas radio show. Hey, you can join us in the chat room. We're over at the republicoftexas.chattango.com. Or you can join us at the chat room at bankversusyou.com. We're simulcasting with them today. We've got Jimmy from Bank Versus You. Bank Versus You on the line right now. He's telling us about that big old thing called Irma that's, might be pounding down on Florida and doing a lot of damage. Hey, I've kind of been hogging Jimmy, you guys, so I want to, Alan, what do you think? Any questions?
I'm just wondering, I don't have access to all the latest internet streams and everything. Has it turned north now? Is it going to swing up, the west coast of Florida and hit, Pensacola or somewhere, or what's it doing now?
Well, what it's doing now is it did begin to take its little wobble, but it has made its northern turn. Right now, the projection has shifted even further west. The initial last evening was it would come in around Naples, which is on the other side from Miami, on the western side, but Florida kind of narrows at the bottom before it turns into the Keys. And then it shifted and thought they'd come in through Manatee County, which is south of me, into Sarasota. Now the center is shifted out to where it looks like landfall is going to be right here in Tampa. And that's the worst-case scenario. And then the latest models have it hooking to the northwest. But the thing is, what people need to remember is this storm is over 400 miles in girth. And I see Ron from Ocala. Ron Rack is a regular on the show back in the day where we thought we could change all this by planning. But I don't mean the hurricane. I mean our corrupt government. But he is up in the Ocala area, and I think what's going to happen is since it has waited so long to interact with land in the center, in the eye wall, it's feeding from the Gulf, which is going to not be good news for Ron over there in Ocala because, again, that's the southeast, I'm sorry, the northeast side of the storm, and that is the most dangerous in that most of the rain is condensed up in that area of the storm. And see, this bad boy is so big that, you know, and it's so symmetrical. A lot of hurricanes are just that. In the northeast side, you know, there's all the weather, but the southeast side and southwest side are just feeders, so there's not a lot of action. But this gal is going to nail just about everybody in Florida, and the bad news is it looks like the Tampa Bay area is going to be the place where it makes the next center interaction with land, and hopefully that shifts. But if it shifts to my benefit, it puts others in harm's way. So, you know, it's just right now our preparations are done, and it's time to pray for the best, and when things clear, get out and see what we can do to help those that may be more affected than say I am. But we're all sticking together here. Ron is in our chat room. Maybe we'll get him on air later if his chores allow to get an update from him up there. And I'm sorry, Steve, who's the other gentleman on with us?
Well, we got two going on. We've got Alan and we've got Doc. And Doc's been really
okay,
quiet.
Okay, Alan and Doc. I just wanted to know who I was talking with. So, yeah, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning. Yeah, maybe Doc can do a little magic up there and suck that hurricane over there towards Houston again. Keep y'all out of it.
Yeah. Water, Doc.
You know. No, we've had our fair share, but I think you did good by staying. They tried to evacuate Houston a couple of hurricanes ago, and most of the people just got caught on the freeway. It looked like a large parking lot. And from what I saw in Florida, even with the evacuations, people were being stuck in long, long traffic lines. So if you can ride it out safely and you got a place to go that doesn't flood out too bad, you probably made the good decision. And staying on air, I'm sure, and a lot of people appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that, Doc. And, you know, people were asking me. And see, the thing is none of us wanted to go anywhere. And I feel for the folks in Cuba, but that, in a way, may have helped keep this thing from getting any bigger to interact with the mountainous areas. But, of course, it got over the Gulf Stream there between Cuba and the Keys, so it got a chance to fill up. Is that the music?
That's the music. Yeah, man. Well, we're going to hold you over for a little bit and bump our other guest a few minutes. So, Ken, go ahead and grab on our next guest, but let's keep... keep Jimmy on for a minute, and then we'll let him go.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Okay. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio. You know, after I decided that I wanted to bring Jimmy on for a few more seconds, I automatically forgot what I wanted to ask him. But guess what? I remembered. I want to go sideways. Jimmy, where the heck did this dang thing come from? This part of global warming, the global modification, solar flares, any thoughts? Do you care? I guess it doesn't matter in one way or another. But it's interesting that they're not trying to stop this with any super weather radar tools.
Well, you know, I got into this not to report on hurricanes. You know, I started in, looking into what the banking community is doing to people back in the 2007 days, and of course that opened eyes to other things. I am, in my opinion, I think they're heating up the atmosphere. I see chemtrails here every single day. I truly think that there's weather climate modification going on. I think that that needs to stop. There's absolutely, you know, let God do the Mother Nature part. And these people that, you know, CERN and all this stuff, the solar flares, I mean, I don't know if we can induce solar flares, but I'm sure we can direct them. And, wow, we're getting a squall in here now. But, yeah, to answer your question, I'll give the microphone over to – I know you have other guests coming on. But at the end of the day, I fully believe that the our tax dollars are being used against us in weather modification tactics such as chemtrail, aerosol spraying, HARP, the HARP network. And I suggest people, if they think I – By the way, I only use Reynolds Wrap, high quality tinfoil for my hat. Shameless commercial for Reynolds Wrap. But I wondered, I'll go to mute when you're done with me, but I wondered if you could leave me listen on the air because, I don't have you patched in the normal way I have. I have you patched in through my phone line, and I'd like to carry the rest of your show, if that's okay with you, on my channel.
I think Ken's got that already set up. Once again, thank you for joining us, Jimmy. And you can listen to, you listen to this whole dang thing play out, want to see it firsthand, go over to bankversusyou.com, and you'll be able to get there. I put a link into the chat room, our show's chat room. So if you know how to get there, you can get it from there. But bankversusyou.com, you'll be able to see live streamed, Tampa, right? And watch this thing come in. You know, we'll probably be joining a few different people on the radio during the day, as well as playing some local stuff. Okay. Oh, shaking it off. What a Sunday morning. I think that was kind of important. I know we had a lot of different things going on today, and I wanted to bring a few different people on because we got some Texas Independent stuff that needs talking about at this point. And I just don't know how to start it except by saying, hey, good morning, Frankie.
Good morning, Steve, Doc, Alan.
It's good to have you back on the show.
Yeah, hey. No, it's cool to be back.
I think you wigged out Alan yesterday by your professional persona. Frankie in a tie, that was different from the first time you started covering or started being a part of the Republic of Texas at thetexasrepublic.com. It's been quite a road so far, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. And it's pretty funny, though. You put on a costume because that's basically all it was, and it changes people's approach to you. It makes... I don't know how many times I heard yesterday, you clean up nice, and it's all like, well, do people think I'm ugly?
No, I've never seen you with your Sunday go to the meeting clothes on.
I know. But, I mean, that was part of that, was the Republic of Texas, they made the claim that they were a government. They weren't a group. They weren't a political organization. They were the lawful government. Well, if you're going to call yourself these things, I think you should, play the role, right? You know, you're going to call yourself a policeman. You better make yourself a little badge and your little onesies with your name on it and start calling yourself that and playing the part.
What are onesies?
Oh, you know, those like what the bike cops wear. You know, they're just a one-piece uniform, those unitards, that cyclists wear.
Oh, my God. They are unitards, aren't they?
Our friend of ours calls them the pedal pigs.
The pedal pigs, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyways, so the Republic of Texas, like Frankie was saying, exists over at thetexasrepublic.com. It has a long history, right? And the group that operates as the Republic of Texas and meets every month for a congressional or a joint congressional meeting to discuss stuff and things. And they're kind of interesting meetings. You can also listen to them online. Now, the Republic of Texas that existed in the mid-90s, the Richard McLaren Republic of Texas, ended up failing, right? Richard McLaren was the first person to come up with, maybe I'm wrong there, but that's pretty much what I understand. First person to understand the concept that the Republic of Texas could be restarted by an act of Congress, right? And so he went ahead and restarted it, got in a gunfight, and now he's in jail. And then the birth of the second Republic of Texas. Well, third Republic of Texas, I guess it would be, was around, Frankie, do you remember the date? Was it 2004, 2005?
I think it was in that second half of 4 into 5. You know, right. Innings of 5. Yeah.
And Daniel Miller was a part of that part of the Republic of Texas, right? And so there was no Texas Nationals. There was just the Republic of Texas. There were some problems between the members, and there was a split. And, well, I'll tell you what, the split gets a lot more colorful, and there's a lot of bad blood when that goes down, and I don't think I really want to go into it, but let's just say there's bad blood that happened somewhere, you know, in there. And then you had the Texas independence movements going one direction and another direction. Now we have the Texas Nationals and the Republic of Texas. They're both moving on down the road. So the Republic of Texas continues its stuff, right? Now, so once the Republic of Texas, and this is the story that I know, and Frankie, you're probably the next best expert on this story. Maybe you actually know more than I do at this point, but we'll put our heads together and figure this out. And the first thing that they did when they reformed the government, the Republic of Texas, is they took a look at the Constitution, and they started obeying the rules of the Constitution. Some people accuse the Republic of Texas of just playing government. It's a government play thing. But they did have to take a look at the government or the Constitution and say, these rules or these parts of the Constitution are outdated, right? It still allowed for slavery and women couldn't vote. And there was a lot of problems. So I guess that dates it back to 2005. Because in 2005, they began the process of amending the Constitution of the Republic of Texas, you know, created 1836 as amended 2007. And they've been doing that pretty much ever since. Is that the way that you see it, Frankie?
Yeah, that's pretty much the way I see it. This last one, well, the amendments only come up when... other than those original ones that took place in 05, there hasn't been anyone bringing up any other real amendments to it. The Congress has been pretty dormant, stagnant, asleep. I don't know what, you know, whether adjectives I could add to that or synonyms. But so, yeah, these ones that we talked about this Saturday, when I say we, because I was a part of that Congress at the time, I'm no longer with that Congress. But it was because a few Texians had brought up some things and they wanted to, you know, quote unquote, update the amendments. And what we saw yesterday was just, as I said during the meeting, they're just knee-jerk reactions to fear. You know, they want to extend the time limit of how long you can before you're officially able to vote or run for office. You know, right. They want to change that because right now, as it stands, it's 6 months. You know, you live in the land for 6 months, and you're a Texian. You know, you can vote and have all the rights and authority that comes with being a sovereign Texian.
Okay, and let's paint a little picture to, you know, fill in the gaps here. There was a meeting yesterday over in Fredericksburg. It was the joint congressional session of the Republic of Texas, thetexasrepublic.com. Frankie Netto has been a representative for Texians like myself here in the corporate United States calls Gillespie County, the Republics of Texas calls Travis County. So he's been my representative for the last 3 years. And, you know, most of the times when I see him, he's really good. He fights and yells and doesn't take no for an answer. Actually, Alan and I told him, well, Alan and I and another gentleman, John, told him, hey, man, you're going to go do that job. We're going to kick your ass out of there if you're, you know, we screw up. And you haven't screwed up. You create havoc sometimes, but I think it's well placed. Now, they're working on, yesterday, they were working on amending the Constitution to say things like, what qualifies you to become a citizen, if for the lack of a better word? They like to argue about words.
Yeah.
A citizen of the Republic of Texas. They also call them Texians. Now, they put forth that a man or a woman, right? But what were their words? Male or female?
He or she
must domicile bracket live on the land, right, or in Texas for 5 years. Then you become a Texian or Texas, right, whatever. And it's kind of minutia, you know, trying to argue that point, you know. Yeah, I just don't know. I did see that as knee-jerk, and that whole thing about, you know, once you are a Texian, you can't move over to, let's say, another country and, you know, like the United States of America, and you have to come back and have some kind of a vetting process to let you back into Texas. I know I don't support that. And what did you think, Frankie?
Well, I don't think it keeps you from returning to Texas. What they were discovering too, that or becomes a question of your nationality. Who are you? You know, who has jurisdiction over you if you're hopping from one sovereign to another? Because the way the international understanding of Texas is that the Americas are little u, big S's. You know, they're a confederation working together of sovereign individual states. And so when you're traveling and you're going, let's say, like someone brought up the instance of, well, my children go out of state for school, and in order to receive in-state tuition from that state, they have to be a citizen or a resident, except, you know, they have to be under the claim of that crown. Cause let's just boil it down to that.
Right. And so they have to dedicate themselves to, let's say, California instead of Texas. So now I'm a resident of California within the United States, corporate U.S., and then you can get all the freebies, right?
Right. Allegedly. I don't know how it works. I don't think you shouldn't go to school if you can't afford it. That's my opinion. You know what I mean?
You shouldn't go to school in California, man. You know, that's kind of like
no dual citizenship unless you're a dual Texan Israeli, huh?
Right, and there seems to be that stigma.
Otherwise, you'd be anti-Semitic, right?
Right, and then when you also have it too, it seems within themselves, they made it a law, okaying their Congress members to vote within another government's election process. Do you know how crazy that is? You're saying you're the lawful government, but you're going to go ahead and tell your citizens or your nationals, your citizenry, whatever you want to call them, your trusted, go play in their election. Pay attention to their election. A vote for their king. You know how many? Everyone's so proud because Texas voted in Trump. Why are you proud that we elected a New Yorker, someone who has no loyalty to Texas? You know, yeah. We elected that person, the king of Texas. Why didn't everybody in Texas abstain from the U.S. election? Why wasn't that the rally cry? But you had organizations, not only the Republic of Texas, but you have them in all these Texas independence groups. There's this desire to that real quick.
Let's go back to that. Then why did all the people in Texas go vote for the Trumpinator? You know, what do you think the answer to that is?
PR, baby. Just like in 08 with Obama, it was about PR. Trump had the right game. He spoke the right things. He said the right things. It's proof. It's proof and evident. You see it within. There's people now that are rallying behind to bring it back home. You know, there's people rallying behind Greg Abbott because he said in one of his speeches, "Oh, can you imagine a free Texas?" That doesn't mean anything. That's pandering, dude. Where's your loyalty, bro?
We call those platitudes, yeah. And why people still fall for them, I can't figure it out. But.
Right. So what do you got? Some guy in the back room going, "Hey man, your numbers are slipping. Go say Texas Independence on this stage."
Yes.
Texas Independence, and there you go.
They say Texas Independence, pro life, and how about them guns? You know, and boom, you're gonna get votes. That's all you got to do in Texas, apparently.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great
to see Trump out there in Houston shooting an alligator with an AK or an AR? I'm sorry, that's American.
I was surprised he wasn't, you know. I'm surprised he didn't do that. And
would you rather have had Hillary, you know, during that time? Go ahead, you answer that one.
As far as policy-wise, there is no difference. If we had Miss Clinton, it just would have gone. These policies would just be going faster. We already would have been
Miss Clinton.
Things would have just been faster under her.
We'll be right back, Republic of Texas Radio.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
So here we fight. All right. We're back. Republic of Texas Radio. I'm joined by Frankie Nieto, and we have Doc and Alan on the line. We were talking a little bit earlier about the hurricane, but Texas Independence is something that really was the center focus for this show. And Frankie Nieto is, he's a former House representative for Travis County in the Republic of Texas. thetexasrepublic.com. And when we left, he was just saying Mrs. Clinton, and I find that rather funny. Like, Mr. Scorpion, how are you? But I guess everybody deserves, they don't, but whatever. So we were discussing the actual, what was happening yesterday. I saw some interesting things there, you know, like we were talking about the protectionism. So there's 2 points. Let's go negative first before we go positive. The one point is saying that once a person gets to Texas, he has to sit put for 5 years before he can vote, before he becomes a Texan. That is a protectionism. And is it a good thing? Because I kind of see it as not being a bad thing.
I get it. Like I said, I do get the measure of wanting that, having some kind of, because every nation going in and out of a nation, there's immigration policies. This is an international understanding of how countries work, right? How kingdoms work. And so I get that you wanting a time of someone having to reside or live, whatever you want to call it, on the land and be a part of the community before you give them the full authorities to be able to vote or run for office. I get that. But to me, that's just a very small speed bump. I mean, because anybody, was expressed a lot. Well, anybody can buy land and live somewhere else right now. You know what I mean? And and then come here and then live, just sit on that land for 5 years, never really being a part of the culture. But they just sat on the land for 5 years, and then boom, they're in the office. If you want to really stifle usurpation or kind of making sure that you're getting the best of the best of people when they come here, it's a whole immigration reform. Like, you need to consider some countries, what you have to have X amount of dollars in your bank account. You have to have some kind of college degree or some kind of degree in something that is going to benefit either the STEM fields, which is science, technology, engineering, and math. This is the future. And the U.S. currently ranks, what, like 47th in science? I think is the last time I looked at that, and that was like 3 or 4 years ago. So, you know, the people worried about Juan coming across the river and taking the shovel out of Peter's hand. Meanwhile, Abdul is flying over here and taking the doctor position away, the engineer's position, because there's other systemic problems besides people coming here. It is not really the problem. It's what do they come when they bring here?
Right. Well, with our education system in the corporate United States of America, it's all these independent school districts that are subservient to somebody else, and this and that, and whatever.
Total corruption.
Well, hang on, guys. We're coming around the break. Top of the hour, and we'll be right back. Republic of Texas Radio.
Made sure that our brothers and sisters were clothed and fed. Praise the Mother Earth and the Father Sky. Paid attention to each little blessing in this life. Had a more intimate connection with the spirit world. Learned as a community and equally taught every boy and girl. The tree of life is us, my friends.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.